get the message out every month. Thanks to those on behalf of Mel Trotter and their partners. Partners to End Homelessness. We know what's happening in our own backyard. Let's talk deeply about that and about unique opportunity to learn about human trafficking. Erica Mariglia, Director of Shelter Programs with Mel Trotter. Good morning to you, Erica.
Good morning, Shelley. Glad to be here.
Adrian Goodstall, Vice President of Programming and More. Good morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning.
Special guest on the line, we'll get to you, Megan Pear, Task Force Chair with the Kent County Human Trafficking Task Force, spokesperson that you are. Stand by. Adrian, we want to talk about a serious topic here.
Yeah, I think that, this is kind of one of those topics I think that people say this could not possibly be happening in West Michigan and Grand Rapids, right? And we know that it happens more often than we like to think. And for us, it's really important that we're bringing awareness and education, but also how do we help, with those that are experiencing this through the services that we provide at Mel Trotter. So,
Erica, there was recently a National Human Trafficking Awareness event in January.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. What was the take-home message from that?
We did a message for Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and we called the event Why Me? And we had Leslie King, who is the founder of Sacred Beginnings, there to tell her story, as she also has come out of trafficking herself. And so she just told a story, why me? Because Leslie is mixed with many races and had many things happen to her in her lifetime. And she just said, why me? Why me? Why was I born this way? Why did this all happen to me? And as she came out of it, she says, because there's no one else to go back and fight against this. So I'm glad to be that person.
Thank you for that. There is a task force partnership with Mel Trotter. Can you set up Megan's conversation?
Yeah, we actually, Erica sits on the Kent County Human Trafficking Task Force, which is all volunteer driven. There's also leaders, and Megan is one of the leaders of that task force. And so she can kind of talk to the works and efforts that they've been doing as a community.
Great. Megan Pear, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Great. Let's have you get into this conversation of human trafficking, the role of the task force, and a few reality checks. Take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. So our task force is, as I mentioned, all volunteer-driven, but our primary mission in the community is really to build awareness and collaboration to address both sex and labor trafficking in Kent County. And a partnership like this with Mel Trotter, specifically the event that we did in January, was a great way for us to be able to hold an event for individuals who might fall in that more vulnerable population of being targeted by traffickers and provide a great space, a safe space for them to have that community discussion, to hear from a survivor, to have advocates on hand that they could talk to and to learn about resources. So that not only was a great event, but that's what we do at the task force is these educational events, these trainings for organizations. And, it's really important for us to be able to be out there and doing that because we know that human trafficking is touching almost every sector of our community. And the organizations serving the community's most vulnerable populations, they're the ones on the front lines. And so they're the ones that we want to have those partnerships with.
And just to remind us of a 101, a definition of human trafficking.
Yeah, so human trafficking is all about manipulation, deceit, and control. And when we look at a legal definition of it, it's really about kind of that recruiting or coercing, enticing a person to engage in sex acts or labor acts, if we're looking at labor trafficking. If an individual is under the age of 18, they're classified in that human trafficking category, the forced fraud or coercion doesn't need to be there. If an individual is at, falling into that at any age after 18, they need to, again, that forced fraud or coercion needs to be present.
Yes. And this is such that it's touching every sector of our community. And with our time purposes, I guess just give me I don't want to say a warning sign something that might ask me to call, say, 911.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because everybody wants to know, well, how can I stop this? What am I looking for? And as I mentioned before, human trafficking is really kind of all about that manipulation and really targeting that vulnerable population. So those are the populations we see more susceptible to trafficking. But oftentimes you can see an individual who maybe, again, is kind of dating somebody older, maybe gets a lot of attention and gifts from that person. Maybe they're malnourished or they have signs of physical abuse. They might not have any identification. They're not really sure what city they're in. They could have, you know, tattoos from their trafficker. My general rule of thumb to people is if you see something and you think, hey, this just isn't right or something's going on, trust your gut. You know, it's better safe than sorry to call in and say, hey, I think something's going on here.
Thank you for that. Erica Mariglia, Director of Shelter Programs, you have a story that we can somewhat relate to?
Yeah, I'd love to tell a story. It's been such a privilege partnering with the task force as it's just deepened my knowledge so much about this issue. And we just recently had a guest at Meltrotter, a young youth who didn't realize it, but he was trafficked all the way from Michigan to Florida and then from Florida to California and left there in California to find his way back. And we had the privilege. We were the first people he called when he was there to figure out how we could get him back here. And so we were able to work with somebody out in LA, and we were able to get him back here on a bus and back into our program here safe. And it just goes to show how often this happens, how easily it happens, and it's right under our nose, unfortunately.
Yes. Anything to add to that, Adrian?
I just think it's important for us to make sure that we're diligent and proactive in educating our frontline staff on what to look for, how to react to it. Because, again, I think that more often than we probably even know, we have individuals that are accessing our emergency shelter that have or are being trafficked. And so we, as the agency, really have to be responsible for being educated around this issue.
What else would you like to share, Megan Pear?
I think that's a really great story, and it just goes to show, you know, our partnership is working. We're out there trying to educate these organizations on how to respond to this, and this was a great example of doing exactly that.
Kent County, again, the task force to build awareness, collaboration, and investigate capacity to address sex and labor trafficking right here in Kent County. How do we find out more information, Megan?
Yeah, you can visit us on our website, stopthistraffic.org, or we have a great Facebook page. We post, stories and cases there every day. I do want to briefly mention if anybody does see an individual who may need help or they're an individual themselves who think they need help, we do run a 24/7 hotline, the Kent County Human Trafficking Hotline, and that number is 616-726-7777.
Great. We'll have that information if our listeners need a repeat on that. Thanks, Megan Pear, for the work you do on behalf of your calling as Kent County Human Trafficking Task Force spokesperson. You, the task force chair. We only get the best. Take care, Megan.
My
See
pleasure.
You around. Yep.
Take care. Thank you.
Yep. What else would you like to add, Erica?
I would just like to say thank you for having us. I know this is one of the largest issues we have in society right now, and the more awareness we can provide, the better.
Yes. And back to the day-to-day operations of Meltrotter. How can we get involved? Adrian, what do you need from your community?
Well, of course, we're always in need of volunteers. We can't do the work that we do without volunteers, and I always say, don't think that if it's something that you want to do, if you have a skill or a talent, we can use it. So I would encourage you to get online at www.meltrotter.org. There's a volunteer tab that's got a list of different volunteer opportunities. If you are just called and feeling like doing something that's not on that list, please don't hesitate to contact us and we will get you plugged in.
We talk about homelessness, but we also need to talk about human trafficking and more on this segment we call Partners to End Homelessness. Meltrotter, important partner. Thank you, Erica and Adrian. Take care to you.
Thank you.